This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Hey Sailor, traveling through the planets, talking about a cartoon, out of space they spend it. She's the one named Sailor Moon. Hey Sailor, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
It has been such an adventure.
It sure has. We've really come a long way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, overthrowing a government, now we'll be the government.
We'll be the change. Well, I don't want to put too many eggs in too many baskets. Just to catch everybody up, the last time we checked in, at the end of season two.
Yeah, the end of season two
of Sailor Moon.
And I guess our podcast.
Technically our podcast, right? Yeah. As well, yeah.
Yeah.
We were on our way running from the police.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to get in a lot of hot water, but we decided, why not? Let's run for High Chancellor.
Yeah, that'll get you right out of the hot water.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the best way to be a crook? To avoid being a crook is to be in charge of the crooks.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you escape from a dog? You become the top dog.
Become top dog, yeah.
Yeah. And so we are now, let's skip all the red tape and everything like that.
Okay.
We submitted our paperwork.
Right.
We've been pre-approved.
Sure.
And we are now running.
Yeah, we got approved after we got pre-approved.
Yeah, yeah. We got pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to go through an approval process.
No. Those are all the steps.
Now, I think it's dumb because I think if you're pre-approved, honestly, you should just be approved.
Right.
Because you've been pre-approved.
Right.
But here,
kind of like
when
we tried to pre-approve ourselves for Anime Expo.
Yeah.
Because we travel through the stars and do a podcast about anime.
Mm-hmm.
They accidentally pre-approved us, and then we got an email later that was like, that was a mistake. We didn't mean to send that email out.
So we were disapproved.
Yeah.
They didn't approve of us.
No, it was very disheartening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But every door that closes is a door you can just open up again.
Yeah, that's true. Every time God closes a door, he installs a lock.
Yeah.
On it that you can manipulate yourself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like hairpins, really easy to pick certain locks with hairpins. Right?
Oh, is that a type of pin?
Well,
is a hairpin different than a bobby pin?
No.
No, they're the same.
Well, a hairpin, I guess, could also be if you just have a pin that you put in your hair to hold it. A pin being a little bit wider than a normal pin.
What kind of pin are you talking about right now? Like a thing you use to hold up pictures, or
that's a nail.
No, like a thumbtack, but like also the longer ones that you put in like a muffet.
A muffet
or a tuffet?
A tuffet?
Yeah,
Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet.
Is that what those are?
Yeah, I'm thinking the ones that you put. Yeah, you can put that in a tuffet.
Yeah,
because
that's a
I'm
pin
thinking
too.
That you pin your clothes to sew them.
Oh, like a needle.
No. You use the needle to sew,
uh-huh.
But if you want to hold two pieces of cloth together, you can pin them together. Like on Pinterest, you pin stuff.
Oh, yeah. I thought those were like thumbtacks on Pinterest.
No. Maybe.
Right?
Yeah. No, I guess when you're... It's pretty similar to a thumbtack.
What I was getting at is that if a bobby pin and a hairpin are the same, why don't we call them bobby pin turns instead of hairpin turns?
I would like a bobby pin turn instead,
yeah.
To be honest.
It sounds more fun, turn. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's that, like, hairpin turn sounds, like, tense, and, like, you don't want to be all tense while you're making a hairpin turn.
I know. I want a nice, calming, 4-degree mm-hmm. bobby pin turn.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you want while you're driving.
In and out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now that I'm running for politics,
yeah.
I'm really into, like, honesty
mm-hmm.
and, like, seeming honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's really important to me.
You run before?
No, I think I was probably more just honest and not that worried about seeming honest.
Okay, but you weren't into it. You were honest.
But now I'm, like, super into seeming honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, like, brings me a lot of joy to, like, seem like an honest person.
Mm-hmm. You guys can't see this, but Omar has started talking with his hands much more.
Oh, yeah. I can do the Clinton point with mm-hmm. the thumb. It's just it's a fist. It's
yeah,
you're punching forward.
If I'll explain for those of you who can't see.
Yeah.
The Clinton fist is the thing that Barack Obama does when he talks and shakes his fist forward.
Yeah, and in mm-hmm. case you guys can't see it because it's a podcast,
mm-hmm.
Minzvi's doing the Clinton fist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what... Barack Obama does.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
He made it famous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we call it the Clinton
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're all caught up.
Yeah, I think so.
We're on Uranus.
Yeah.
Running
still
for high
chance. We've been here for a while. What's interesting about it is it's not my favorite planet to visit so far.
Okay.
But we've stayed here the longest, and I feel like that's kind of what home is. You know, home isn't necessarily your favorite place.
Yeah.
It's the place you are the longest.
Yeah. Home is where the heart is. Does your heart want to live in your chest? I'm sure your heart would love to live in, like, Spain or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's stuck in your chest, so it's like, right. I guess this is where home is.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like home is the place that you have to settle for.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. This is it.
Yeah, this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah. Where it's so boring that you fall asleep every night.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I wish that I didn't.
I'm
looking for just, like, a situation in which I don't have to ever sleep because I'm always so attentive and excited by everything.
What situation would that? I'm confused by the exact. You're always looking for a situation?
I don't want to be bored and fall asleep every night.
Oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like in TV shows, like an Angel and stuff like that,
yeah.
Like they do a lot of fighting and then like they fight demons and then they go home and sleep. And I feel like that's a much better sleep because they're just like, I did something.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas I don't fight demons. I'm just a simple guy.
Do the vampires need to sleep or are they only sleeping because the sun's out?
Oh, wait, maybe they don't sleep.
Like they just lie
there. I don't think Angel ever sleeps.
But he just can't come outside because it's sunny.
Yeah.
Unless he holds his jacket above his head.
Exactly. Which okay. Totally blocks all the qualities sun. Of sun.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, the jacket itself starts to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because it's
a smoking jacket.
Yeah. Oh, that's where the term comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
A smoking jacket?
Yeah.
You know where the term smoking gun comes from?
Yeah, from when vampires would hold guns over themselves to cover their skin, but
exactly
then they would start to
correct.
Heat up. Like, yeah.
Exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So really, we haven't put together a campaign plan specifically or
no,
slogan.
No, but, you know, do we want to be, like, trapped into something?
No.
You don't want to be able to not... People will say you're flip-flopping because they see, they're like, they have this clear plan. Oh, they deviated from the plan.
But if there's no plan...
Can't deviate.
What are you deviating from?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. You're just living life.
You're like, deviate... Yeah, 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 exactly. You're open up to the public. You're open up to the people. You're interested in where you could possibly go.
Yeah. Do you know DeviantArt tried to change their name to DeviateArt?
Really?
No.
To deviate away from art?
Yeah.
Oh, you said no, so I guess it doesn't even matter what they meant, because it's not true.
No, it's not. Well, I've been on the forums many times being like, you guys should change your name to DeviateArt. So
what did they say?
No.
Oh, that's rude.
It is very rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll write them a letter in response to their treatment of you.
Well, thank you.
Because I represent
I'm not people. Having I'm not having very much luck with art in my life.
What else has... Well, I mean, aside from when we were at the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And then the internship. So, yeah, where you found out you were a slave.
Slave ship.
But
not a slave ship. Very different thing.
No, mm-hmm. No. A slave ship was a ship that transported slaves. They kidnapped them from their land and took them
West Africa
to work.
Yeah. It's called the something triangle.
What triangle is it?
It was it went from West Africa to the Indies to
England, right? Holland?
Wait. Uh-oh. Wait. Where was the other part of the triangle? Didn't it go to, Virginia?
Oh.
Was that not the triangle?
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a triangle.
I guess it's a triangle, but maybe there were other points in it.
Well, that wouldn't be a triangle. Unless those points are directly on the lines.
Yeah, that's true. And it would have to be, perfectly straight, too.
We've got a hypotenuse, right? What's the other two legs?
The hypotenuse is just the longest one.
Yeah.
The other ones are A and B.
Oh, that's right. A and B. A and B. We did a little brushing up on our math skills before hopping back into this.
Yeah. A squared plus B squared equals hypotenuse squared.
Exactly.
And which then, is technically, that is technically true.
Yeah. Yeah. Hypotenuse is equal to C.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, no.
That's,
I think about it, maybe
that's
it's
confusing
not.
Because sometimes the speed of light is C.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's just a arbitrary variable.
Here's what I like about the English language.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, me too.
Here's what I don't like about math. None of it makes sense.
No, literally none of it.
No.
Mm-hmm. You ever done linear algebra?
Have I done it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Have I done it? No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See? That made perfect sense. But yeah. if we were to do linear algebra,
it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. Check this out.
He's doing the point.
Oh, this is the right-hand rule.
Oh, what's the right-hand rule?
It's from physics. If you hold your right hand up, you can tell this is the way the force goes, this is the way the current flows, and this is the way the field goes. It's for electricity and magnetism.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this has been another installment of Sailor Moon Science.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. It's been a little while since we've done a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But now you've learned something, except for you can't see what we did, so you won't know where any of those values are flowing.
But it's good to have resources.
Yeah. Use Google.
Yeah.
Look up your that stuff on Google.
There's no pressure for you to not do it.
Yeah. We're not telling you that you should come to this podcast to learn all your information. We're telling you that this is a source of information, one of many, which you should use to form your knowledge base for the world.
Exactly. We're tired of people writing us letters only basing their entire worldview off of just this podcast.
Mm-hmm. And we believe that every single person should be learning from many different sources. That's the first part of our platform, not our entire platform. Oh, I guess I'm not part of the platform. I'm the campaign manager. But yeah. I can say it's our platform, you know, the way that we, like, because we're building it together.
Yeah, it's a collective platform.
Yeah.
I would completely think so.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we're going to do today is we're going to hop on the old campaign trail. And
yeah, we got a bus.
Go visit some towns, kiss some babies, mm-hmm. right? Shake some hands.
Yeah. I like the part where you kiss the babies because it's the easiest part.
I don't know why so many people bring babies to political events.
It's very disconcerting. They should find like a sitter or something.
Yeah. Or also just don't let random strangers kiss your baby.
Yeah, that's true. But so. Again, I think it's the easiest part.
Yeah.
So it does ease things for us a little bit.
Yeah.
They don't want me kissing the babies, probably, because I'm not technically running.
Yeah. And I have a little bit of stubble, so I'll probably scratch the babies.
Yeah. So we're not going to be kissing babies.
I'm totally fine with not kissing babies.
Okay, cool. I said a second ago it was the easiest part, but I guess we don't want to do it.
We don't take the easy route out.
No, we take the difficult route.
Yeah.
Not the better route, necessarily, but the more difficult one.
Yeah, or like Robert Frost... if he hated Occam.
Yeah. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one that was less obvious.
Yeah. That's right? Us.
That's the poem. That's Robert's Occam razor.
Yep.
Frost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think he and Emma Frost are related?
Emma Frost from the X-Men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I absolutely think so.
Because they're both
have
tall.
The same, yeah, and they have yeah. the same last name.
Yeah, they have the same last name too. Yeah, that too.
It'd be awkward if they kissed, like in Star Wars.
It would be. That's always so weird to me.
Hmm?
It's always so weird to me.
Luke and Leia?
Yeah, when they kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also confused by it.
Oh, you are still confused by it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get on this bus. It's fine that we're stealing this bus, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Not ours. It's just in the parking lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was unlocked, though.
Yeah, it's public property as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, we're going to change that law as soon as we get elected to.
Exactly.
All right. Welcome to Season 3 of Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast. Which is this? Hurrah!
That's a good pitch.
Thanks. Hey, Omar.
Hey, what's up, Minsley?
Remember how during Season 2 and Season 1 of Hey Sailor, we did a bunch of fake ads?
Yeah, I do recall that.
Yeah. First of all, we should apologize to the listening audience for...
None of those were real.
Yeah, none of those were
real. Oops. Right off the bat, oops, all fake.
Sorry about that. But we went and got ourselves for this third season... some real ads to do.
Yep, we got some real ads to do. Mm-hmm. So we'll be knocking them out.
Yeah, so let's start. Ad number one. You like the internet?
I love the internet.
Well, you love the internet?
I love the internet.
Well, what's your favorite thing to do on the internet? You go on and you like to type in addresses and stuff?
Yeah, I type in addresses all the time.
Well, hold on right there for one second. Okay. Shut your face.
I'll...
Okay, go... I want you to go to this address instead.
Okay.
All right. I want you to go to www.boardwalkaudio.com/heysailor. That's the page for our podcast.
Wow! Yeah. The podcast has a page?
Yeah, it totally has a page because we joined the Boardwalk Audio Network.
All right!
All right, but shut up. I got a second step for you.
Okay.
There's a button on there that says support our artists.
Okay.
I think. It says support something. You can tell what it is. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
You click on that button.
Click.
And look at where you are right now.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. You're in the Amazon.
Wow.
You're on the Amazon.com.
I am exploring the jungle of retail.
Yeah.
All right.
That makes sense to me now. I understand why it's called that now.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out. If you buy something from there.
Okay.
We get some money back.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the thing you were going to do anyway, right? You're going to explore the retail jungle and try and buy yourself some Crocs.
Yeah.
And get them shipped to you 2 days from then for free.
This is where I get my Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we get a percentage of that money back.
I like it.
And that'll go back into fixing our shuttle.
Yeah.
Helping us get back to Earth again.
Yep. We're fine.
I guess those are the two things we do. Yeah, we don't really do that much.
But it's great. And also, I can pick up some CDs.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa, you can pick up some CDs on there.
Yep, yep.
You know what the easiest thing might be to do is just take that page as soon as you click on it and add it to a bookmark.
Okay.
And that way, instead of going to Amazon through normal Amazon, you'll go to Amazon that way.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I just did.
Okay.
I just bookmarked that page.
Great.
And now, I'm buying some bookmarks.
Oh, whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
That's it. I feel like that's the first advertisement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Advertisement number two.
Ah, the open road.
Here it is. Wow. This looks grand.
Mm-hmm.
I am
I never
excited.
Thought Uranus would be so vast.
It is big.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use the word cavernous. It's not an accurate description because cavernous
Because it would
caves.
Have to be like enclosed as well.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not, but... The way that I feel about cavernous caves is how I feel about the planet right now.
I guess, what are we in but like an enormous cave, you know, of the Milky Way?
Yeah, yeah. I think our definition of cave is very constraining, right?
I think I said that as if it meant something, but now that I think about it a little more,
uh-huh.
It's not anything like a cave because it's far more open.
Oh, yeah, but if you think about nothingness
point, right?
as being an entity...
Oh, that makes sense.
We're closed in by it, right?
That does make sense.
Thanks.
Yeah. I guess we haven't even explored that much of the universe.
No, really? It's kind of weird.
Not even our
full... I mean, we've cracked sort of through the solar system in the sense that we went planet to planet.
Yeah.
And we only really count the solar system as planets.
Yeah.
Right? We never think about...
Like, even though Pluto isn't a planet anymore, it is part of the same solar system.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah, because it's around us.
Yeah.
I used to be really impressed by space, but then we started traveling through it and I realized how easy it was to do it.
It's easier than swimming.
It is honestly easier than swimming.
Yeah, which is very hard.
Yeah, because there's water everywhere.
Yeah. What's amazing about space is that there's no water. But if you get the same effect of not being able to breathe.
Yeah. It's sort of like if darkness was water.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's what surrounds us all the time.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess water, if you're on an atmosphere with, you know, water in the air and stuff, but...
Would we exist without light? Yeah, no, we would. I guess sound... Would we?
Exist without light?
On a visual spectrum?
No, I don't
think
so.
Like, if all the lights turned out all of a sudden, we would just disappear from that whole entire thing. Like, that entire existence would just not exist anymore.
No, I think... No, now that I'm realizing the question you're asking...
Yeah.
I think that we would definitely exist.
No, I know we would exist, but, like, would the visual spectrum just not exist anymore?
Oh, yeah, no, because there's no light.
Right.
Unless things radiate. No, we would still need light.
You could see... Yeah. Or maybe you would just see in a different way.
Yeah, but I think you still need light to see, no matter what.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Those are my thoughts on it.
Okay. Our platform is still kind of being workshopped.
Yeah. Let's be pro-light.
Pro-light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know how people are pro-life?
Yeah.
It's pretty, it's like, you know, it's a like polarizing.
Nice positive message.
Positive message. Yeah. And it's already taken. So yeah. I say let's be pro-light.
Yeah. Who can be against light?
I don't understand. Because we're not even saying pro-electricity or turning your light bulbs on all the time and light pollute. We're just saying...
We're pro the existence of light.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think I see how we can win this campaign. We have to just pick only positions that people cannot disagree with.
Okay. All right. Like, for example...
That's the only one I can think of so far.
Light so far? Breathing?
Yeah, pro air.
Pro air?
Does everyone love air?
Everyone wouldn't love air?
Everyone that we need to love air loves air.
Yeah, who wouldn't love a good air?
Fish?
They
dry out and die.
So let's say breathing? No, maybe we're getting too... pigeonholing ourselves.
If only those pro-life people hadn't taken over the whole abortion thing, we could be pro-life because people like living.
Yeah, we could have just been life.
But we can't do that.
No.
Because they've taken it away from us.
How about, juggling?
I'm okay at it.
But, like, if we're pro-juggling?
I think people might get mad about, not being able to juggle.
Oh, I don't want them to feel excluded. No. Alright.
Maybe we just go with the light thing.
Let's just stick with light.
Because that's
everything
that's
else
what we
is toxic political BS that I don't want to get into.
Yeah, there's a lot of politics that I don't want to get involved in.
Because if we're like pro food, people will start asking, where's the money coming from for
that's
their campaign?
True. That's true.
Is it big food? Is the big F behind them?
Mm-hmm.
No way. No
maybe
way.
Maybe we should be pro little because everyone's always associating evil with big.
So we're pro little?
Yeah.
But what if they think it's like a body politics issue?
I see. I see what you mean.
What is there something that is there a word with that starts with the word pro in it?
Prorate.
Prorates.
Yeah.
We're pro rates. No.
The more we discuss this, the more
I really
honestly,
am convinced that light
I don't,
is just...
I don't know if we should be running anymore.
No. We've come too far. We found a van. We found a bus. It's not even a van. It's bigger than a van.
It's a big van. A big evil van.
Yeah, it's a giant evil van that some would consider probably a timid bus.
Right.
We got in it. We started driving. Somewhere. We're not even sure.
No.
Where we're going.
This is just a campaign trail.
We're going
in the
direction.
You're going where it takes
you. Exactly.
I guess you yelled at me enough for me to reconsider what I
really?
Was saying. Yeah.
This is why I think that I have a future in politics, because I honestly was on your side.
Oh.
I thought that we should totally give up.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to see if I had the political prowess to convince both of us back to the other side.
I guess you did. I didn't want to see you angry and yelling.
I don't want to see me angry and yelling either. If I can take a 1950s angry dad stance on everything.
Right.
I think that I could convince people to vote for us.
1950s angry dad, is that... Oh, like a person.
Yeah.
Like a dad from the... I thought you meant the TV show within Married with Children, Angry Dad.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's not what you meant.
But thanks for asking.
Okay, no worries.
Always great to meet a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with Married Children, but...
I was a big fan of it anyway.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I liked watching it. I like watching their marathons.
Mm-hmm.
I like watching their regular episodes.
They did a lot of eating.
Oh, look at this
food.
Look at this weird Uranian biking slowly back and forth in an S shape.
Yeah. You would think that it would be a Saturn sort of thing with the S shape.
Yeah, but no.
You know what? Here's my issue. I want to win this campaign so badly.
Right.
But I don't want to stay here. In fact, I'm allergic to this planet.
That's reason two. Bless you.
I'm allergic to this planet. This planet's making me sick.
That's reason two and three, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
for no longer running.
That look, we don't want to do it.
I don't. Yeah. That seems like a pretty good reason. Do you remember when you were a kid?
Briefly, yes.
Okay. Now, different question. Do you remember when I was a kid?
No, but I can project my memories into your body.
Sure. We were both separately always told that we could grow up to be the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And then later on, I was like, I don't want to do that.
No, it's the worst job. It's the worst job. 50% of the Senate, at least, is always trying to undermine you and undercut you.
Right. And I feel like our new friend Kelsey mm-hmm. from the art gallery just kind of threw out the word High Chancellor. And to us, for a second, because of what the label of that meant and what it carried, we just kind of latched onto it and we're just like, that's what we want.
Yeah.
But we didn't stop to think if that really was what we wanted.
Yeah.
So maybe this isn't what we want.
Okay.
Maybe what we really wanted was this bus.
Oh, and that's why we just took it.
Yeah, we're following our instincts and our subconscious, which is more powerful than our conscience.
Our subconscious was like, you should take this bus.
Yeah.
And we did. We took it.
Listen, I feel like ever since we started living on the... Ever since we left the moon, we've become a lot more empowered and just, like, able to follow our impulses, you know?
Yeah. I'm no longer scared.
No, I'm not scared either.
Of anything.
No. I don't even need to change... We don't even need to change the law to make stealing this bus legal.
No.
You know what? Maybe that smuggler, Eurythma, was right.
In terms of...
Oh, right. She said more than one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe she was right in that... In that we do go and kind of mess with the way the systems work.
Of different cultures and planets. Yeah, maybe this is one that we should sit out.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. I say let's just let this planet be. Let's not tamper too much. Do you see the billboard?
Whoa.
It's pointing... Okay, we're U-turning right now.
Right.
Because down the street is a debate... For high chancellors. I want a debate.
All right.
We can bring new, fresh ideas to this planet. We can change everything.
Okay. We can throw out a couple ideas. I don't know if we should run. I think we should participate in the debate still.
But we were pre-approved and subsequently approved.
Now, I don't know if these signs are signs that we should do this or if they're signs that we should just... or if they're tests. Tests of our will.
Are you gonna... pander to ominous, or are you going to keep writing in this omnibus?
Is ominous the other candidate?
I have no idea who the other candidates are yet at this point.
Okay.
To be honest.
Well, your clever wordplay has made me reconsider. So, okay. All right.
But we're not going to do anything too much.
No, we won't do too much.
We're just going to pop in the debate, drop our names in the hat,
mm-hmm.
kind of start the discussion up, right?
And then end the discussion, too.
Yeah. And if there's a chance that we can convince them that we're gods,
mm-hmm.
sure.
I guess we'll take it, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
If they'll believe it.
Yeah. Maybe it'll get us off this planet.
Yeah. And we haven't acknowledged the fact that there are police after us.
Oh, that's true. That's absolutely
true.
Yeah.
So that's something we have to...
Okay, yeah. We're making a second U-turn to the... Because you can't make a U-turn to see a billboard. You have to... make two.
Yeah. And there's a weird rule about turns on this planet mm-hmm. as well. You can't turn a right and you have to alternate between the two.
Yeah.
If you've turned a left recently, you can't do two rights in a row, you can't do two lefts in a row.
That's number one thing we should change, I think.
Yeah. I was overhearing some people at the famous cafe and restaurant.
Yeah.
And they were saying that the reason they do this is because they want the roads worn out evenly.
Oh, that's a dumb reason.
Is it?
I think it is. I think it's a dumb reason.
Okay.
Because there's not going to be the same amount of people exactly going.
Oh, yeah. I guess that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
Okay.
I hate them here.
Yeah,
let's pull over.
Okay. Second. All right. Pulling over...
Hello, emergency line?
Hello, this is the emergency
line. Hi, I have an emergency right now. It's a really bad emergency.
What is your emergency, and is it good or bad?
It's hard to describe it, but it's definitely bad. There's, like, a lot of bad stuff going on right now.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. I feel, like, really lost right now, and I really need to take care of this emergency. Oh, God. Is there some place I can go to take care of this emergency?
I'm not sure.
Okay, all right.
That's not really up to me.
Okay, fine, I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you where I will go.
Okay.
www.
Okay, I'll go. Do you want me to go there?
Boardwalk Audio.
Okay, www.
Pull up on your browser.
Boardwalk Audio.
Uh-huh.
/?
So, .com.
Okay, .com. Boardwalkaudio.com.
/? Hey Sailor.
Hey Sailor.
Hit enter.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you right now?
I'm on a page for some fucking podcast.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Of the two of us, who's in more danger right now?
Of the two of us, who's in more danger right now?
Yeah.
You?
No, you are.
I am? Oh, okay.
You're in danger. I'm having a damn good time.
Oh, okay.
This is the podcast page.
This is the podcast page?
Yeah.
Do you want me to...
And then do you see a button right there? Where it says support?
Yeah.
Go ahead and click on it. Just go ahead and click on it really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
Amazon.com.
That's right! Now, anything you purchase that you were already planning on purchasing on Amazon.com is going to help support my podcast.
I was planning on purchasing stuff right now.
What were you going to get?
I was gonna get a spider catcher so that I wouldn't have to touch spiders.
Oh, the little thing with the little fibers, right?
Yeah.
And it just touches them and takes them outside. You don't even have to hurt the spiders.
Yeah.
I like that, because I got nothing against spiders. I just don't necessarily need them in my domain, you know what I'm saying?
They have too many legs.
They got a lot of legs. It's a little unusual. They move like hands. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, webs, I'm still not really certain about them.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Are you surrounded by spiders right now?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
We're all technically all surrounded by spiders, my friend.
Ah, that's a very frightening thought. I did not want to think about that.
All right. Well,
I'm gonna actually purchase two spider catchers now.
Good thinking. One for each hand.
Yeah. You know what? I like this method of getting to... I'm gonna bookmark this.
Yeah. That's what you should do.
Okay, great.
Great. Thank you so much. Anyway, there is a giant fire.
Oh. I'll transfer you to billing.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Quick update. Yeah. We took the billboard's directions. We went to the convention hall for the debate.
Yeah.
Of course, didn't even register to us that it might have taken place on a totally different day.
Yeah, that's...
And a different time.
Yeah, because billboards are not taken down.
No, billboards are not updated live.
No, they're not.
So, we just went to the empty convention hall.
Yeah.
Got a good tour.
Yeah,
I've never really found out how convention hall works, you know?
No. They're just pretty much empty rooms.
Yeah, a lot of empty rooms.
You know, for a while it felt like we were back on Earth.
Yeah, it kind of did. Earth has a lot of empty rooms.
Yeah.
But we popped into one, this is probably a cool takeaway of this story.
Yeah.
We popped into one of like the panel rooms,
yeah.
And they had a projector, and we asked the person who runs the convention hall, hey, do you mind if we pop on Sailor Moon, Season 3, Episode 1? And they totally had it.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was wonderful. So we got to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And right off the bat, new intro.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. It was. It was crazy. It's a lot closer to 90s stuff, it
yeah.
seems like.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot more.
It's more, like, the first, like, I feel like Seasons 1 and 2 intro was, like, very... get into this show. It's like a pitch for the action. This one's more of like the dreamlike quality.
I don't think I even minded that.
No, like, I was
didn't,
fine
I didn't
with
mind
it.
I was like, oh, cool. There's like a lot of girl power stuff. And it's like very in your face. Moon Pride was like very exciting song.
I miss the song so much.
Moon Pride?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. There's something about the second one where it's like not distinct on its own, but I think that it fits better.
Yeah. In terms of the tone of Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Because it's not Transformers.
Yeah. But I've gotten it stuck in my head a little bit. The dreamy part of the beginning is kind of weird and makes you think that it's the end credits.
Yeah, it feels like the end credits of an anime.
But then when it starts up, it's like
it's full Sailor
Moon. Pretty exciting, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
All the horns and stuff.
Yep.
I enjoyed that. But yeah, apparently the budget is way bigger now.
I mean, the action looks so... Well, they move.
Yeah, they move around like they're people.
Yeah.
The episodes aren't just... sorry, we're driving and some...
Uranians.
Dumb Uranians are walking around and...
They're just like staring at us, too. That was weird.
It was rude.
Did not appreciate that.
I did not like that at all.
Didn't need it. Didn't mm-hmm. want it. Won't have it.
Yeah. But yeah, the budget is a lot bigger. Yeah, they're moving around. Also, they managed to send DVDs all the way to Uranus.
Yeah, yeah.
And also to Uranus.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd go for the joke.
Yeah. Man,
we hate this planet so much.
No, it's awful. It's awful. Awful, awful planet. But yeah, they move around. It's cool. Oh, you want to talk about those those new attacks that I've never seen?
Yeah. Those swooped in, didn't they?
I was like, whoa, what? First of all, Venus's attack doesn't actually make sense, but I really liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what is it called? Wink sword chain.
Yeah.
And which is just the order of stuff she does. She winks.
Yeah.
And then a sword shows up in her hand. When she swings the sword, it turns into the chains, which I think are the same as the Venus Love Me chains.
Yeah. I took a picture on my phone.
Yeah.
To capture the moment, which I love, which is like, I'm going to punish you with love, right?
Oh, yeah. Which is rape.
Yeah.
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 That did surprise me. Yeah, so that was odd.
Yeah, interesting choice, choice.
Jupiter's attack is also super cool.
Yeah.
But I thought it was such a funny name. It's called, Jupiter Coconut Cyclone.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did I not catch that?
I guess not. But Coconut Cyclone. She makes a coconut-shaped electricity ball above her head, throws it, and, like, shoots it. Like,
I think I was so distracted by how cool it looked.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, I didn't think any attacks looked really cool until, like, Sailor Uranus's world shaking in the original thing.
Yeah.
Because she takes it and, like, everything around her shakes and stuff. It's like, it shows how powerful it is.
Yep.
But those things, not only were they cool new attacks, they were enough to kill the bad guy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, wow, Sailor Moon doesn't have to do anything this time.
Yeah. And they're just taking care of business, checking on girls who were surrounded by demons. Okay, really quick, can we talk about
the reversions?
Can we talk about the reversions and how fine everyone is with the reversions?
Yeah, so the beginning of this episode starts out with, like, introducing kind of, like, what's going on, what's wrong with the city today? And they're just like, big monsters have been showing up, and then Usagi's dad is just like, oh, reversions.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, and Jimmy Uso is like, what's that? And then he gives this explanation while drinking his morning coffee.
Yeah.
Unfazed.
Not fazed.
He's like, well, you know, we all used to be giant gorillas. Well, sometimes human beings become demons.
Oh, wow, I'm learning so much. I'm glad that my mom and dad sent me back from the future to learn about the 20th century.
With beautiful stationery.
Yeah.
That stationery in that letter was perfect.
Yeah. Oh my god, though, but yeah, everyone's totally cool with these reversions, and then, you know, a demon just takes over this girl later on and comes out of her and becomes a monster.
Hey, what happens, happens, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pretty much how they're treating it. This is the introduction, though, of Uranus and Neptune.
Yeah.
Who are fan favorites.
Yep.
Fans of Neptune and Uranus.
Yeah, our fans of Neptune and Uranus.
Yeah. I guess if you're not a fan of them, then they wouldn't be a fan favorite to you.
No.
But, I always like Neptune, the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because she plays the violin and has green hair.
I want to, contribute more to this conversation, but I just agree with everything you said.
Okay, great. That's fine. Sometimes you can just agree with people.
it's like an improv. Sometimes you just yes.
Uh-huh. Just then.
Yeah. Yep.
And now.
You did it. And continue to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like to think of our life as improv, though. It's our lives.
No, but when I think about how good of a life I'm living,
yeah,
I'm like, that must mean I'm pretty good at improv as well.
I don't know. I've done improv sometimes, and it's been a terrible life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But because you're doing a bad scene, and you're like, wait, is your life bad, or is the improv bad?
No, I never do bad scenes. My life is just bad at the time. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Just really rough.
You're like, tumble. Hey, we're on a paradise beach right now, and you're like, yeah, but I still have only one hand.
Oh,
that's a bad example. I have two hands.
Okay.
Though the listening audience would never know that.
Yeah,
because
some great Clinton pointing with those hands. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I really.
He's doing it.
I'm doing good Clinton pointing right now.
And that's a great Clinton impression.
Yeah, thank you.
So overall, I love the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love the sort of
transformations.
Yeah, new transformations.
They're super fucking fun.
Yeah, those are huge.
Yeah,
they're so active, so interesting.
Literally, Mercury and Venus like skeet around in their transformation space
yeah.
as they transform. Which kind of waste of time, but well, you know, whatever. Hey,
if it's as long as the bad guys are distracted and into it,
yeah,
that's it. You're only losing fighting time if the bad guy is getting ahead on you, but looked like that wasn't the case.
Yeah, and I've seen people saying like, "Oh man, they gotta cut down the time on these transformations," and I say no,
nope.
because that's how the show used to be, and. Even though you're like, oh, this takes forever, it's very comforting to see every episode.
Yeah.
It's, like, comforting to have that happen.
What else is going to happen? It would just be that time would just be dedicated to more, like, intimidation stuff.
Yeah.
Or just the bad guy. I like it.
I love it.
If you think of the transformation as...
That's, like, one of the signature things about Sailor Moon. Like, when you see it referenced in other
yeah.
things... Well, it's referenced in, like, One Punch Man. It's referenced in, like...
Yeah.
In the Justice League versus Teen Titans movie.
Really?
That's, yeah, it is. It's very stupid in that movie. That movie sucks.
I've never seen it.
I will go... Oh, yeah. While you were driving around and I was sitting in the back of the bus, I watched Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Uh-huh.
It sucks.
Wow.
I don't like it.
Who wins?
No one.
Oh.
The viewers lose.
Okay.
Yeah, literally, one of the things... They don't even fight each other, really. It's about Trigon.
Okay.
And Trigon takes over the Justice League. And then the Teen Titans are, like, not led by, but, like, they send, what's his face, Damian Wayne over.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I got a way to defeat Superman. And so he obviously stabs him with kryptonite.
Right.
And then, so they turn Superman back to their side, and then Superman just fights the rest of the Justice League and turns them back to good.
Oh, that's terrible.
So it's like the Trigon story that was done well in like the Teen Titans original series
yeah.
back in whenever it came out.
84.
Yeah, 84. back in 1980, Orwell's 1984.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say Orson Scott Card.
Orson Scott Card's 1984.
Yeah, where they thought that they were playing a game where they're in a utopia.
Yeah,
but then they're really living with aliens.
It's a thing. Okay, in that book, you know, it's like a seminal young adult sci-fi book.
Yeah.
And in the end...
Ender's Game?
Ender's Game.
Okay.
In the end, you know, they find out the whole thing where it's like, oh my god, we're actually really fighting the war, right? That's like the twist.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm ruining this for other people, but... Also, the alien race
like
man that
enough.
They're talking to, I think is just super annoying, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
That makes sense.
What was up with that Uranus arrow pointing us to go left when... We just need to stay on the road.
I don't understand. I feel like
if I had followed that sign, I would have run into like a million different things.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't stand this place.
God. I don't understand. There's no infrastructure. It's so spread out. Everyone is ignoring the fact that they are at this planet's core.
Red Nose Day is back? What does that even mean?
Where is Red Nose Day?
Red Nose Day. It's back.
What is this? We're at a Walgreens.
At the Uranus Walgreens. Yeah. Jeez.
Saving on diabetes, please. I would pay not to have diabetes.
Yeah. I don't need to pay to not have diabetes.
Because you don't have it.
Because I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
And I do not want it.
Yeah. And I will put... Yeah.
Look, if that empty convention hall was not a sign that we should not be staying here any longer, then that Walgreens sign definitely is.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
What we're doing right now is we are actually driving to...
We're driving to the Great Ramp.
We're driving
to
the Great
Ramp that launches you off of Uranus, off of this awful planet.
Now, it's an old-timey way of getting off the planet.
Yeah.
But remember, Uranus is a smaller planet than Earth.
Yeah.
So you can do stuff like...
Is it?
I'm not really from here. I'm just a representative, or an aspiring representative.
I picture it as smaller.
It feels smaller.
Yeah.
Whether it is or not. Like, for
me... As, in terms of, like, a superiority level...
Yeah,
I'd say it's smaller, yeah.
Whereas, like, Mars... Correct me if... I don't want to speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Mars felt as big as Earth.
Yeah, Mars felt just as big as Earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, I'm just like, nah, this is a joke in three quarters.
Yeah. Absolutely. And no offense to our friend, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Who was very lovely.
Yeah.
She was... The only one who was nice to us.
Yeah. And even Eurythmra, not necessarily nice.
No, she was at first nice, but then actively kind of judgmental and mean to us.
Yeah. So, But still, I feel like I could have a conversation.
Yeah.
But the rest of this, it just feels like a very large, like, one of those weird rural towns in California that you just pass through and you're like, that was awful.
Yeah.
I feel horrible having passed through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Uranus is a Soledad.
Yeah, I one time passed through a town, to get gas.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't pass through it. I stopped at the gas station.
Okay.
Someone started lighting a cigarette, and I was like, I'm going to a different gas station.
Yeah, because that one's going to blow up.
That's what this feels like.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
So we're driving to the ramp right now.
Yeah. If we gain enough speed, we'll be able to launch straight into the space current that should take us in one direction or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's sort of an art to space jumping.
Yeah.
But...
Don't call me. I'm not a not good luck with art.
How was that art?
You just called it the art of space jumping.
Oh yeah. Well, I meant like a science art.
Oh, okay. So
you know how they say
you
like
should have said the science of space jumping.
Oh sure. Because science is not an art.
No, never.
Right?
Never.
Art is not a science.
Yeah, and science is not beautiful. Art is beautiful.
Yeah. Science is ugly, science cold,
ugly
and boring,
as fuck.
And not sexy. Whereas art's like sexy. Mm-hmm. And warm,
yeah.
And inviting.
Vibrant.
I feel like art is hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And science is sort of like a toilet. We need it.
Yeah.
But it's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas hot chocolate, I love it.
Yeah.
But I don't need it.
But it's the best.
Yeah. But a lot of it will make you sick and make you lose scope of what's really important.
Should we go get hot chocolate?
Yeah. I think we should stop and get hot chocolate
okay.
before we go on the ramp.
Okay.
All right. Let's start. No, let's not rev up because we're going to get hot chocolate first. And
then
we'll rev up. Yeah. Sorry. I was a little confused.
You love revving up this bus, huh?
I love revving the bus, man. It's got 8 Hemis.
It's whoa!
8 flipping Hemis.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
8 hemispheres.
Cool.
That you can just spin up and the gyro engine goes nuts.
Wow. All this engineering jargon is making me need some of this hot chocolate.
Yep. So let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Sunday.
What's happening on Sunday?
Come on down. Okay. The most exciting thing you've ever seen is about to roll through town.
Roar, roar.
Do yourself a favor. Sit down in a chair. Open up your computer. Are your fingers ready for this? www.boardwalkaudio.com. Go ahead and give that a slash.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hey sailor, hit that enter button.
Enter.
Now you're looking at a website. That's the podcast website. So let me ask you again, what are you doing Sunday?
I'm looking at Amazon.com via this portal on boardwalkaudio.com/heysailor. Rumble, rumble.
Were you planning on buying something on Amazon.com?
Yeah.
We'll do it through this portal and help support a podcast.
Oh, support local podcasts, unless you're somewhere else.
If you're not in this exact location, that wording might not exactly apply to you.
No, this is only for local people, but non-local people can also use it.
Now that I think about it, monster truck commercials outside the context of the region don't quite work. Are you going to drive that far for a monster truck rally?
No.
Yet, the monster truck rally conventions are pretty universal.
I've never actually seen one. I've heard of them. They're like unicorns.
Monster truck rallies?
Yeah.
No, unicorns are horses with one horn. Monster truck rallies.
Most horses have two horns. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. So check out the site. Check it out. Go to Amazon portal. Monday, you'll wake up feeling like a new person.
Yep, that's our guarantee. We promise that'll happen.
And if it doesn't, we'll try it again.
These are exactly as good as I thought they would be.
This is delicious.
Oh, good job, Uranus. You did something right.
Yeah. Good hot chocolate. I would have never thought.
No, nor would I.
Nor would I.
Nora would I.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nora the Explorer.
Yeah. All right, well, we are about to get ready to hit this ramp.
Yeah.
Get off this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And see where the space wind takes us, essentially.
Yeah. Let's take a second here to just remember everything we've experienced on Uranus, because it's been a very diverse planet.
It has been.
They have an underworld.
Yeah, we arrived and there was the dead.
And just this is the Uranus underworld, not the Len Wiseman underworld franchise.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
We crawled out of that.
Yeah.
And then
they have a zoo with illegal squirrels.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly earth animals.
Mm-hmm. They have strip mall with a lovely art gallery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Police do not like foreigners.
No, they do not.
Pretty easy to sign up for political office if you're interested.
Yeah. It's easy to get pre-approved.
And, most importantly, some great hot cocoa. Chocolate. Yeah.
Really very good.
I love it. This is delish.
Mm. Well, ready to get off this planet?
I am.
All right, rev the engine.
Boom.
Yes, that's what the engine will sound like now. Yeah. Just rev it, actually.
Well, we can't... It's outside. It's soundproof.
Oh, that's true. And the microphone is stabilized. So
yeah,
that it won't...
so I don't want to give a...
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm clicking on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Hemis are going.
Okay, all 8 of them are running.
8 hemispheres are running.
All right, let's rev that engine again.
All right.
Did you want to make the... It's revving right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually like the silent purr of it.
Okay, let's let it keep revving.
Silently purr.
All right.
All right.
Oh, check your seatbelt.
Oh, yep. Click.
Mm-hmm. Click.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? If you got suggestions for where we should visit next, tweet us at Hey Sailor Moon.
Yeah, yeah. We also have an email.
We won't check it.
Yeah.
So don't use it. I wouldn't use that.
Yeah.
Did you know that no one knows about our podcast?
No one knows about our podcast?
Yeah, we've been recording this for a while, and I guess we haven't told anyone. So if you're listening, go to iTunes and rate it and leave a comment or something.
That'd be great. We would very much appreciate that.
The one of the two reviews is from Omar.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I guess we need another one.
Hey, then one of the three will be from me.
Yeah. That just got low, the percentages just get lower and lower.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to go?
Yeah, I am. All right. And here we go! All right, cool. We're in space.
We're in space again.
Yep.
And a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.